Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, so we can hear what the divine messages are for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. It's such an honor to be here. I am the magical DC Love. I'm the real DC Love, or I'm just DC Love. Whatever you choose to call me is fine with me. I am just so blessed to be here. My journey is amazing. It's a blessed journey. It actually started with cookies, sugar cookies, in fact, flying off of my countertop in my kitchen. My cell phone began to text me, and spirit sat on me, actually sat on me where I couldn't move to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen, and this propelled me onto the path that I'm on today. It's just so amazing. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master, and teacher. As well, I'm an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. Some of my education was not received in the conventional manner that, you know, a lot of our education is received, of course. I actually traveled very far away, and you might think, okay, so she went abroad for studies. No, I actually traveled even further. I traveled to heaven, and sometimes I would go there to visit loved ones, but other times I actually attended schools of higher learning, and this helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, and I discovered higher levels of consciousness as well, and healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It really changed the course of my life forever. I discovered as well that I do have a strong connection with spirit, and since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, trading in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan is, you know, one of my divine guides. It took me quite a while to realize that. She has left the door open, and those on the other side continually walk through it. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also gives me the ability to relate and to work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And love is what I am, love is what I do, love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely activated, and there's two other A words that I can't remember right now, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, 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 many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the complete freedom to be. You can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll to the bottom of that page where there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will connect you with DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can find her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. So now it is time for us to hear some messages. So DC, what do you have for us?
Okay, Barbara. Well, I guess the angels are saying right now they're asking, you know, if we would like to connect with our guides and angels, and I think that's a great idea. How about you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to start by just sitting comfortably. You know, put your feet on the floor, please. Sit comfortably. If you can, you could actually put, you know, if you're on a phone listening to us, if you could put your phone on speaker and put it down, that would be great. And just sit comfortably now. Close your eyes and begin by taking a few deep breaths, slowly in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Once more, in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Now, envision being surrounded by this magnificent white light. And it's just, this white light is amazing. And I just see all these iridescent colors around us. If you can, rest your arms on your legs. And how about putting your palms facing up? This is going to help us right now to open to receiving. We're coming together as a group collectively. And I'm noticing positive energy is beginning to surround all of us. You may feel your entire body start to tingle, but you also notice that you're entering into a deeper state of relaxation. And if there's any energy that you're holding on to, anything that is not for your, you know, highest and best, any negativity, whatever it is that, you know, is not positive, it's beginning to fade away. As well, we have cellular memory within. And if that too is not for our highest and best, that too is being released. Right now, the divine, your divine team, they're checking every organ. Every organ in your body now is being checked, as well as your nervous system, your respiratory system, your digestive system, your bones, your ligaments, your spine. All areas of your upper and your lower body are being scanned. You begin to feel really invigorated as your lungs now are just filling, they're filling now with pure oxygen. You can feel the love and light entering your body as well. And you are opening to healing on all levels. Become aware once more of your breathing. And as you do, you set an intention to really take care of your beautiful body, your physical vessel. You want to only eat and drink foods and beverages that support your health. And you also consciously put an intention out to the universe to really rid yourself of any bad habits that you may have presently. And your guides and your angels are with you. And you can now notice, you know, that they're connecting with you. And you are connected. You are connected to them. You are connected to the divine. And they remind you that they're going to help you with anything that no longer serves you, as long as you put that intention out there, anything at all that you're struggling with. All you have to do is ask. You may actually feel a beautiful, like, whoosh of energy. It's a cleansing energy, and it's flushing, you know, throughout your entire body. All your systems in your body may feel a little bit different. They're starting to regulate. Release any judgment about your body that you are holding on to that no longer serves you. And now envision a time in your life where you felt your best, where you felt like you had perfect health, you felt amazing. Ask your body to remember this as well and return to that state of wellness. Now set that intention and believe. And feel this amazing state as you are returning to it once more. And remember, age is only a number. You are as young as you feel. And affirm, I am perfect health. I am perfect health. You now see yourself as the divine sees you. You feel a complete healing, and you slowly can now begin to move your arms and your legs and gently open your eyes when you are ready. And remember, your mind is a very powerful tool in regard to all areas of your life. And please know that we've got to be mindful of stress, because stress can really affect us, mind, body, and spirit. And just think about all the stressors in your life and put out the intention to allow the divine to help you to release them. And Barbara, I guess I was given this meditation because I turn 60 tomorrow. So it's a reminder for me as well.
Oh, and 60 is such a wonderful age. You will enjoy it.
It is. I think it's the new 30, honest to goodness. Well, you know, with that being said, I don't think we're done with messages. In fact, I have another message. It's from Jesus. And he's saying, now that you feel good, you've got to remember to find your purpose in life. You've got to listen to your soul. Beloved, slow down. Be present. Live fully. And connect with love and timeless wisdom. Your soul is resonating with eternal love. Start to live with intention and purpose. And consciously make choices from your heart. Allow joy to be your guide. Express who you are truly. And allow yourself to evolve spiritually. Envision the life that you want to live. Fear less. Hope more. And keep believing. And always trust your inner self to guide you. Go within to lift the self-imposed restrictions. Practice compassion. Enjoy your journey back to your heart. Trust God and keep moving forward and face every day with a positive attitude. Take refuge in the divine and allow your feelings to lead you to the awareness of your desires. Become like a child again. Recapture that beautiful childlike wonder. Put your heart, your mind, and your soul in everything that you do. Sometimes the heart is able to see what is invisible to the naked eye. Move forward in the direction of harmonious existence. The smallest decisions can change your life forever. Life continually does present challenges, beloveds, but you've got to remain strong, and you will grow through these challenges. And there are no limits to what you can achieve. Your happiness is not determined by what is around you. It is determined by what is within you. I'm going to repeat that. Your happiness is not determined by what is around you. It is determined by what is within you. Let yourself be silently drawn by what you love. Please heed the call of your heart. If your path is maybe a little bit more difficult than others, it's because you have a higher calling. Your soul is urging you to follow your purpose. Joy and bliss will lead you in the right direction. Honor your calling. Whatever you are passionate about is, in fact, your calling. It is the reason that you are here, that you're here right now. When you listen to the whispers of your heart, you will find true fulfillment. Bring love and light to the world, and go out into the world today and let your presence bring light to the hearts of others. As long as there is light, there is hope. Hope will lead the way. Shine your light on all that you meet and continue on your beautiful path. Beloveds, continue on your path and shine your light brightly for others to see. And remember, I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, I believe those are my messages for today.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's see what Jesus wants to say through me right now. My beloved ones, no matter what you are doing in your life right now, no matter what you are experiencing in your life right now, you are still one with God. You still have the ability to make whatever changes you choose to make. You still have the power of God within you. You are never alone, never ever, ever. It is absolutely impossible for you to actually be alone, because you are one with your Creator. Your Creator does not create you and then move off and say, well, let's see what they do. No, your Creator stays with you. Your Creator is always within you. You have access to the power of your Creator. Your Creator is more than happy to work with you to create whatever it is that you choose to create in your life. In fact, your Creator has always done that. That is why you do create things in your life. And it is time for you to recognize that you can consciously choose what you create. It is not simply a matter of allowing God to work through you. You are a team. God wants you to be a part. God wants you to recognize your power. God wants you to recognize yourself. God wants you to know that there is no separation, that you and God are one, that you work as one, that you create as one, that you are never, ever, ever a victim, because you are a creator. Become conscious of who you are. Become conscious of the power within you and begin to create the life that you truly desire. It is your choice. You are loved always. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to us.
Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Well, we don't have any callers today. How unusual.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know what? It's beautiful where I am, and I think people may start to be having spring fever is what I'm getting.
And I can understand that, too, because it's beautiful here as well. And it was beautiful yesterday, and people were out in shorts. And
Yes, as soon as it
gets above freezing, everyone takes their pants off, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, after the long winter, you know what? It's okay. I just love it. Oh, my goodness. Love it, love it.
I do, too. Well,
and Joan Rivers is...
Joan Rivers laughed.
And she's just saying, get out there and, you know, connect with Mother Nature. It's been a long winter, you know, and she's saying that we do our job very well. She's saying she could feel with our messages and the meditation, the love and healing flowing from our hearts to everyone's. But she's saying, now get outside. She's saying, listen to these ladies. They really know their stuff. And if you need help, you know, call upon Barbara in D.C. They're, you know, they're amazing. And she's saying, oh, my gosh, you guys, you know, if you have a question, they'll call in an intern outside because their work is like a red carpet affair. Their hearts are on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's saying, don't worry. You can call them even if you're in your pajamas. There is no worrying about, you know, cameras. You don't have to pose. Just call that number, you know? And she's laughing. So she's saying, don't take it personally. She's saying it's just that. It's a beautiful day in so many parts of the world, and people aren't used to this weather.
That's true.
And she's saying, don't show you just yet. You may have a call or two. Because she's prompting people, I think, to maybe possibly call in. So she's saying, please hang on for a second. Don't go yet.
Well, it is working because we do now have a caller.
Well, Joan, you must be psychic.
Apparently so. All right, so let's go to our caller from area code 805. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, you guys. This is Teresa.
Oh, good morning,
Teresa.
How are you, ladies?
Oh, we're doing great. And even better, you know, with your beautiful voice. And Joan Rivers just told us,
Joan,
in the show, she felt that you were calling in.
How wonderful. She knows.
Yeah, she's opened it yet. Yeah.
Well, you've been
goodness.
On my mind.
What actually is going on with you today, Teresa?
Oh, pardon me. Well, I just woke up. I have a little bit of a headache this morning, so I couldn't sleep. So I got up.
Well, Ginger is actually sending you some divine healing.
Thank you, Ginger.
Yes, and she's saying, you know, well, you're going to have a couple innate statements, too, so don't go anywhere.
love it.
So she's saying, you know, but she's giving you some healings. And she's saying, please, Teresa, you know what, today is a new day, but not only is it a new day, tomorrow is the first day of spring. And she's saying, it's a new chapter of your life that's beginning, and it's going to be filled with excitement. You're going to have renewed purpose and direction. She's saying you've got to feel better. You've got to get rid of that headache so that you can really feel the magic and be excited about what's coming your way. There's going to be new avenues. There's going to be so many possibilities. And you're going to learn about you that you never discovered before.
That's so sweet. I believe her. I just don't
She's saying, you know what, like, you know, the change is going to do you good. And she's saying, you know what, life is forever changing. And change is really the only thing that you can count on, okay?
Right, right.
But she's saying, please, you know, be open and ready for all the blessings that are coming your way.
All right. I am. Yes,
she's showing me a tree. Have you been outside hugging a tree lately? Because that's what I feel like she's saying. Like, you've got to get out there.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have.
Beautiful. And she's saying, you know, she's saying, Mom, she's been worrying a little bit about herself and her family lately. And she's saying, please, like, don't worry, Teresa. The angels, you know everything that you're going through. And she's saying, please, like, always, you know, put any kind of worries in the form of prayer, because worry, in fact, it keeps you stuck where you are, correct?
Yes.
Say, surrender. Please surrender any fears. Surrender any worries. You and your family are going to be just fine, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying you are being healed and transformation is taking place. And she's saying you did miss a beautiful meditation, excuse me, and some beautiful messages. So she's saying, can you close your eyes for a minute and feel the love that you're being, you know, oh my gosh, I just feel like these loving beams are coming down from heaven. They're surrounding you. You're surrounded by this beautiful white light, and it's almost like an iridescent light, okay?
Oh,
yes. So it's entering, you know, like your heart, your mind, and every fiber of your being is filled with this beautiful, loving light. And now it's going from you, and it's going, you know, to your family, your children, your fur babies, and they too are receiving beautiful healing energy. Okay,
beautiful.
And don't forget that, Teresa, that, you know, the angels are all always with you, please. And she's saying, what is it you need to let go of? Because she's saying, you know, it no longer serves you. She's saying you've got to watch your beliefs, because sometimes what you believe actually holds you back, and it sort of prevents you from having the future that you're desiring.
Yes.
And she's saying subconsciously, you know this, but on a conscious level, you forget.
Right.
And it is hard to let go of something that may be a little bit familiar to us. But she's saying, please have faith and just trust and surrender, okay?
Yeah.
And she's saying, let go of all the old and make room for all the good and all the new that is coming your way. Okay.
Okay.
So all these beautiful angels are surrounding you, and they're bringing this beautiful healing, and they're helping to lift your spirits today as well.
Wonderful.
Sometimes you feel so alone, Ginger's saying, but you're never alone, Teresa.
I know.
And if you could, you know, just, again, like, close your eyes for a second, put your hands on your heart, and you're going to feel the presence of your angels. They're with you. They're always there. And they're going to help to support you no matter where you are or what you're doing. Okay? She's saying you could talk to them. You could talk to myself and Joe. We listen too, you know?
I know.
She said we may get you in trouble, but we'll help.
That's okay.
I'd say, first of all, go to the angels. And keep Ginger, I think, and Joan as a backup plan.
Oh.
And she's saying, girlfriend, don't give away your power, okay? Because you don't see yourself the way the divine sees you. You don't see yourself the way Jen and I see you. You have so many beautiful, beautiful talents and qualities, and it's time. It's time to really, you know, to create the life that you've envisioned.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and you say, well, look what DC's doing. Look what Barbara's doing. Well, girlfriend, you've got the same abilities. You know, it may be a little bit different, but you've got the abilities to just do what you want to do as well. And you've got to acknowledge all those beautiful abilities. And when you do, you're going to see doors begin to open. And you are so creative. You know, connect with your creativity. Okay? And really, you've got to see how important you are, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And you are no different than anybody else. You've got to have the self-worth that that we see in you. You are so, you know, so needed here.
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay, so she's saying, please don't ever undervalue yourself. You are a magnificent being of love and light. And you have so many amazing qualities. You've got to honor yourself and you've got to value yourself. Okay? And know that you are worthy of all that you are desiring as well.
Okay.
And she's saying, you've got so many different talents and everything. Start to use what you know now. It's not like you have to go back to school for anything. You've got a lot to really to share with others, no matter where you are. Okay?
Okay.
She's saying, I know it's been stressful. Have you been, like, maybe eating and drinking things that you normally wouldn't?
Oh, well, that's a good point. Yeah, I know you would know. Well, yesterday I enjoyed a cider with my son, and that's probably why I have a headache this morning.
Okay.
I don't usually drink those things, but, you know, I wanted to celebrate them. And
well, that's okay. That's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself. Okay, and she's asking, have you been journaling lately? Because I know your mind has been really busy.
Well, I do have a journal that I haven't written in it in a couple of days, but I have been.
Okay. Okay, so she's saying maybe, you know, just, you know, think about journaling a little bit because it's like you're releasing, like, the feelings and emotions into the paper, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. It does always feel like that. It's a great idea.
Okay. So with that being said, she's asking that I turn you over to Auntie Barbara for a little bit of healing. Are you up for that?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Oh,
you sound wonderful. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you. Barbara?
Hi, Barbara.
Okay. Hi, Teresa. All right. So let's do some of those wonderful dear innate statements.
Dear innate. Okay.
Okay. Now I'm checking to see what it is they actually want to do on you, so that's why I suddenly got quiet.
All right.
Dear innate, I have perfect health.
Dear innate, I have perfect health.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I allow my love to change.
Dear innate, I trust my feelings.
Dear innate, I trust my feelings.
Dear innate, I am always guided by my heart.
Dear innate, I am always guided by my heart.
Dear innate, my mind, body, and spirit are in alignment.
Dear innate, my mind, body, and spirit are in alignment.
Dear innate, my mind does not have power over my body and spirit.
Dear innate, my mind does not have power over my
body
and
spirit.
Yes.
Dear innate, I accept that all parts of me are equally important.
Dear innate, I just blinked. I am here.
I accept that all parts of me are equally important.
All parts of me are equally important.
Dear innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I move forward in my life.
Dear innate, the past is over and done.
Dear innate, the past is over and done.
Dear innate, I live now.
Dear innate, I live now.
Take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, I felt that one. That was nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful day.
You too. It was so nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'll be in touch with you.
Okay.
God bless, hon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC. All right, we have another caller, but your hand is not up, so I am not clicking on you unless you raise your hand. And you already know to press the number 1 to raise your hand. And guys is saying that you will raise your hand. But you know it is totally up to you.
Barbara, I have a woman, and she's filled with worry and anxiety, and she's not allowing good to come her way. She's overwhelmed with all of this. She's filled with fear, and she's wondering why she's not moving forward, and, you know, things are, they're not getting better in her life.
Well, she is in the energy of not allowing things to change. So what I'm being told is that she should do some Dear Innate statements, like, Dear Innate, I release the fear. Dear Innate, I release the worry. Dear Innate, I open up to change. Things along those lines. But when she is doing them, she should say the words, and she should allow herself to feel the changes, and she'll feel them in her abdomen. And then she should imagine there's this beautiful light coming from her, coming from above her head, coming down into her mind, going down into her abdomen, connecting with the feeling, and then it goes to her heart. And in her heart, the words and the feelings come together and are created with the love, so that it is happening, again, in the mind, the body, and the spirit, so that it has that profound effect on her life, because that is what she is doing. She is changing her life. Did all that make sense?
Yes, no, it does make sense. And I just envision her standing, and she has this gate that is enormous and change is like trying to get in, but she's not allowing change to come through the gate.
Yeah, that's why she has to bring it in with her words, her feelings, and opening her heart and allowing love to transform everything.
And also, are there any suggestions for her? Because she feels like, oh my gosh, things can happen. Because she's thinking from like an earthly logic. And I try to tell everyone, you have to see things from a higher perspective. Jesus can change things like at any time. The angels could come in and help us. But she's feeling like, oh my goodness, like, you know, if I don't have what I want now, I'll never have it.
If she starts, the statement that I'm getting for her is, Dear Innate, I am one with God. And she may want to say that statement, I'm getting between 3 and 21 times, to say, Dear Innate, I am one with God, and allow herself to feel that, and allow the love within her to create that. And it will take her out of all of that worry and doubt and all of that negativity. She will let that go, because she can't be in love and in worry. You can't be in both places at one time. So if
she moves into
love, she will be moving out of worry.
Beautiful. I feel it. I just feel like she's like in such a place of worry that, you know, opportunity could actually stand in front of her and she wouldn't see it.
And that's true. Because people don't realize, but what you believe keeps you from seeing anything that you do not believe. So if you believe that life is this traumatic experience and you need to worry and it needs to be this that you need to fret over and that you need to fret over, even if something happened that would be an opening for you to change your life, you would not see it because you only see what you believe. That's why it's important to change that energy and to allow your mind and your feelings and your heart to all work together to bring you back into alignment with what is possible for you.
Yes, it's amazing. If we're not open to all the good, you know, how can it come to us?
Exactly. And most
and always
people are open to the bad.
Yes, I mean, if you're always coming from a negative mindset, I mean, how can good come in?
Yeah. But there is good waiting for her. And she needs to allow it because it is there for her. Okay, our caller did raise their hand, so we will go to them. So it's 111111111. Hi, who's this?
I had to laugh when you said you know how to push one. You're gonna raise your hand. How are you?
Oh,
hello.
Sweet. How are you?
I am that I am being. How are both of you?
Oh, even better since you've called in, of course.
Oh, how beautiful of you to say. A word that helps me make my day into something magical in a magical DC love way. How you like me now?
Oh. Well, I love it. I love you. Queen, I am getting that you need to, you know, you need to believe a little bit more. And the angels are saying, Queen, we're here to reassure you, you know, that what you've been wanting is coming, the abundance maybe that you're, you know, waiting for. And the angels want to really to help you to connect with that infinite flow of prosperity and abundance. And Ginger's showing me, and she's with the angels, and they're opening their heavenly vault so that things can come your way. And please be realistic, Queen. Expect miracles.
I hear you. Realistic.
Okay.
I love it.
A beautiful opportunity is coming your way, and it's going to happen at your perfect time and the perfect place. And all you have to do is be present. Show up, okay?
Done.
Okay. So I still feel that there's something that is holding you back a little bit. And Ginger's saying, Mom, I think we better connect with Auntie Barbara and see what it is. You know, that's holding Queen back from, you know, connecting with all this abundance. Barbara?
Okay. Well, let's see what I'm getting. I am hearing the words, it is mine. Okay. So, I am seeing this vision of you, and you are standing there with your eyes closed, with your hands, they're like down by your side, but with your palms facing forward. Your head is tilted back. You're saying to the heavens, and you have this beautiful light coming down and surrounding you. And you are saying, it is mine. And as you are saying this, this energy is flowing from your mind down into your abdomen, igniting the energy there, and then going to your heart. And then there's this beautiful beam of light coming out of your heart. And I can see all of these, it looks like flecks of gold in this energy that's beaming from your heart. And you are simply saying, it is mine. It is mine. It is mine.
It is mine. It is mine. It is mine.
Now I'm seeing this enormous pile of gold coins. It is now right in front of you. And it's about, let's say 20 feet tall or something like that. It's just gold coins. And they're there for you.
I accept. I accept. The treasures of the vault of heaven and beyond, I accept. And I share.
Okay, so they want you to do a little manifestation thing. So this is going to be kind of a daily manifestation. So pick an amount that you want to manifest every day.
Okay.
You have to tell me the amount so I can put it into the phrasing.
$2,895. That figure is close to, if I get that every day, no, when I get that every day, at the end of the year, I'll have $1,000,000. So I'll start with that.
Okay. So we will say, dear innate, every day I manifest $2,895 tax-free dollars.
I love it. Tax-free. Yes, indeed. Dear innate, every day I manifest $2,895 tax-free dollars in the form of gold.
Don't put in the form of gold.
Okay.
We don't
dear
want
innate.
To. That actually puts a restriction on it and makes it harder for you to get it.
But didn't you say dollars?
I did say dollars because that's what they guided me to say. Okay, let me see how they want to change it. They're saying dollars are your currency right now. That's why they chose dollars. But gold has a different energy. Gold is also perceived as being more difficult to come by, and they want you to leave it more open, more free.
Okay. Dear innate, every day I bring forth $2,895 in paper money.
Okay, so they recommended that you make this change to it. Dear innate, Every day I have $2,895 tax-free currency flow into my life.
Okay, that works. I feel that. Dear Innate, every day I have $2,895 tax-free currency flow into my life. That feels right.
Okay. Just let that feeling go down into your abdomen and just feel real, feel true. And then have it go up to your heart and surround it with love. And then just let it go.
Now receive. I like that the adjustments were made to suit my spirit.
Yeah.
I love it.
This is about you, so yeah, we want it to suit you.
My suit is exquisite. I am exquisitely suited for this moment in time. Now is the time. I am the one. This is the place to be.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's funny. I laid down. And I thought about you all, and I said, well, if it's to be, it'll be. And I fell asleep, and then I looked over, and my computer saw notification about the show. So I said, okay, I'll call in. And then, of course, you said what you said. So you know how to call in. You're going to raise your hand and blah, blah, blah. And you know how to... So I said, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you both, as always, for the blessings of your sacred energies and your sisterhood.
You are welcome.
And your blessings. Namaste.
Namaste, dear one. Okay, DC, We have had our callers, we have done our work, and it feels good.
It does feel good, my goodness, yes. Beautiful. Well, we've done our job, I feel, for yet another day, Barbara. So beautiful.
Yeah.
And the next time we connect, it will be spring.
That's true, and you will be older.
Well, that's not nice.
No, you
were ending this happy note.
Entering your sixth year of life, because I see you living to
okay.
be 1,000. So this is like your sixth year of life. So you're
doing okay. I'll take.
Oh,
beautiful.
All right, we thank everyone for calling, and we hope that the messages that you hear today and the Dear Innate statements, which you can also make out loud to your own Dear Innate body, we hope they bring you what you're looking for in life, because God really is with you, and you really do deserve the best. We will be back on Thursday, and we send you all lots and lots of love. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Everyone.